Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Bemidji State University women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, another tough loss last night, a tight game going into the third. What was your message to your team after that 4-0 loss last night?
Well, obviously having had a chance to review the film, we just, all three of us, as far as the coaches, just felt it was just kind of an okay performance. And even with at an okay, it's 1-0 going to the third period. And so we challenged them, if we can raise our game to the expectations where we have it, where we're better than okay, that we're playing really good, hey, we're right there. So there just wasn't a lot of, we like to show relentless clips, hardworking clips, winning battle clips, and there just weren't a whole lot of those to show. So that it kind of indicated that we weren't winning a lot of battles. We didn't have that second, third effort a lot of times that we needed. But again, we're still sitting at 1-0 going into the third. We had, we had the breakaway in the first. We had the shot off the crossbar in the second. I mean, we had chances, but it wasn't like we had a ton of chances. But we also showed them at least half a dozen opportunities where we missed the net. So again, our challenge to them is we can play better. We don't want to take anything away from this team we're playing because they're outstanding. They got a ton of talent. We talked about 18 going into the game, and she scored 2 goals. So. They're a team that if you make a mistake, give them opportunities, more than likely they're going to take advantage of it.
Coach, defensively, what needs to happen in order to hold off those players like Malte and Jakes?
Well, we showed the 3 goals in the third period were all preventable. It wasn't like it was a great play by them. It wasn't like, a tic-tac-toe. It was, the first goal, we turned the puck over at the defensive blue line. Our wing did kind of a flyby instead of staying in front of Jake's, so we let her not only get the puck, but we let her, skate into the slot uncontested. And then our defense kind of backed off rather than one of them stepping up and challenging her. And then we just, we created a perfect screen, and of course she took advantage of it. Second goal, we our defense stepped probably when she shouldn't and let Jacques go right by her. And then we had a forward who was back-checking who didn't protect the middle, and she just went right down the middle and they left her open for a one time. So again, something that was preventable. It's just little things like that, Kelly. I mean, obviously, again, they're a good team. They got great players, but if we're playing the correct way, those plays don't happen.
Well, today you're going to face a different goaltender. It looks like Amanda Teeley, last year's WCHA goaltending champ, will be between the pipes. What tendencies does she have, and what will it take for your team to score against her?
Well, she's a big goalie. That's the first thing that jumps out at you. She's big. She's athletic. Obviously, she won a national championship, so she's tested. I know they've been rotating. I know they rotated last week, but she's outstanding. And again, we're going to need to first of all get pucks to the net, Kelly. And obviously, we do the best we can as far as taking her eyes away. But we need to create chaos around that net. We need to hit the puck. Need to hit the net a lot more. Create those second opportunities for ourselves, and then we need to be there to put them in.
Well, you talk about those second opportunities. How much of that is just timing and just being in the right place at the right time?
Yeah, no question. That's part of it. You're spot on there, Kelly. Even last night, we had some really good plays where we got pucks to the net. We had net front, and there were pucks that bounced around, but unfortunately, they would bounce away from where we were at. And again, they do a nice job of collapsing. They'll have three, sometimes all 5 players in the house. So it's not like just because you get it there, you're going to have a chance to get that rebound. But you have to be there. You have to be willing to go to those hard areas. You have to create that chaos. And eventually some of those are going to go in for us.
Well, Coach, I know looking at your lines today, you've shook them up. What are you hoping to get out of those combinations?
Just a little spark, it's been, I thought Gino's line last night was really good. Obviously they didn't play as much as the other lines, but I thought they were very effective. That was the one line that I thought there were some really good relentless clips that we could show in terms of their hard work, their good F1, just battling. Some of the other lines have been together for a while and it's been a few games now where we just haven't created anything 5-on-5. So, they're all good players. They can all play with each other. So maybe this will just be a spark that a few of them need, and we'll see what happens.
Jim, what is going to be a key to getting a win here today? I know it's so important, especially getting ready to go on the road to Wisconsin Wednesday morning.
Well, scoring first would be huge, Kelly. You're like, But, you know, the big thing, the big message is we just want to go to play to our identity. And that's going to be the challenge, is go out there, play with pride, passion. We felt we raised the bar in terms of our expectations, how we wanted to play last weekend, especially last Saturday. And we did not live up to that yesterday. So let's see if we can go out there again today and raise that bar again. There's no guarantees. I mean, they're a great team, and you know, we know we're going to need good goaltending, and we're going to have to get a few bounces. But if we play the way we're capable of playing, play hard, then we're going to give ourselves a really, really good chance today.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show. We come back, we'll visit with Reese Hunt. She joins us next. It's our player profile brought to you by Choice Therapy on the Beaver Radio Network.